This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia came under pressure at the UN Security Council from its ally China and developing as well as Western nations to avert a global food crisis and quickly revive Ukrainian grain shipments. At a meeting of the United Nations Security Council, Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo says Russia should allow grain to be exported and it needs to stop attacks at Ukraine's Black Sea ports.
The new wave of attacks on Ukrainian ports risks having far-reaching impacts on global food security, in particular in developing countries. Furthermore, as we have repeatedly stated, attacks against civilian infrastructure may constitute a violation of international humanitarian law.
Moscow pulled out of a year-old grain deal on Monday. A United Nations expert has voiced concern that tens of thousands of children were being detained arbitrarily in northeastern Syria based on their alleged ties to Islamic State and in violation of international law. The expert, a UN special rapporteur, said a day after returning from the region that she was also concerned about the snatching of hundreds of boys from camps. There is limited political will in Sweden to ban Quran burnings that have upset large parts of the Muslim world, and it would be complicated to do so even if there were backing for such a move, experts and politicians are saying. The Swedish embassy in Baghdad was stormed and set alight last week by supporters of Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in anticipation of a burning of the Muslim holy book outside the Iraqi embassy in Stockholm, the latest of several such acts in Sweden over the past few years. This is VOA News. Record-breaking heat in China, wildfires forcing Swiss villages to evacuate, drought ravaging Spanish crops. As the costs of climate change rack up, a debate is surging among governments. Who should pay? The question has been in the spotlight amid this week's climate talks between the U.S. and China, where the world's two biggest economies tried to find ways to work together on issues ranging from renewable energy deployment to climate finance ahead of this year's UN Climate Summit COP28 in Dubai. Homicides are declining in cross-section of American cities, though their numbers remain higher than before the coronavirus pandemic took hold. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
According to a new report analyzing data from 30 U.S. cities, homicides on average dropped 9.4% during the first half of 2023 as compared to the same period last year. That's according to the Nonpartisan Council on Criminal Justice. The homicide rate was still 24% higher than it was in 2019, and motor vehicle thefts were up sharply. Experts say the report does not capture the full country, but offers a useful snapshot at a time when the picture of national crime from data collected by the FBI is hazy. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A judge who is overseeing U.S. surveillance programs is accusing FBI employees of improperly conducting domestic searches through foreign surveillance databases. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The allegations from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court include FBI employees wrongly looking up the last names of a U.S. senator and a state senator, and a query run on the Social Security number of a judge who had accused a police chief of violating civil rights. News of these violations come as the Biden administration tries to persuade Congress to renew the Surveillance Act. It's already been disclosed improper searches were used to get information surrounding the Capitol insurrection and the 2020 racial justice protests. An official with the ACLU's National Security Project says it's long past time for Congress to step in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
France's plan to have the gigantic 2024 Olympics opening ceremony on the River Seine is filling many Parisians with giddy anticipation, while some officials feel mostly dread over the logistical challenges. For more stories, check us out online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.